When it comes to making musical instruments, there's as much science in today's violins as there is art. While many manufacturers around the world are still creating wooden violins, others are turning to alternative materials, such as carbon fibre. But, as Kat Arney discovered, the natural world may provide even more options for making instruments with exciting new sound properties.
My name is Luca Alessandrini. I just did my final exam in my double master degree between Royal College of Art and Imperial College in Innovation Design Engineering.
What was the idea? What was your inspiration?
I started exploring biomaterials and the acoustic properties of biomaterials, from bamboo to hemp, jute, and all the animal-derived fibers such as silk. But after that, I wanted to check if it was possible to have a material that was acoustically more better performing than wood.
What we have here are two beautiful violins, but they look rather unusual, almost like they're made of plastic rather than the wood that we're all used to. What's special about these instruments?
Well, never mention plastic. No, but it's not. There's no plastic at all. It's a composite material based on silk, warm silk. We have two prototypes. The first one is entirely made out of silkworm. And I was interested to explore the properties of those fibers and finding also more natural and more performing replacement instead of carbon fiber. And in relation to carbon fiber, silk has a very good propagation velocity. It's very good in resonating, so propagate the vibrations.
And what's that got to do with the sound of an instrument? Why is it important that it resonates?
Well, it means that the material is reacting to the vibrations that are coming from the string, in this case, or from the percussions. If they propagate vibration very well, it means that they have a richer range of harmonics, and higher volume, so they are good in sounding.
So this instrument here is made of silk from silkworms plus silk from spiders. We normally think of those as being long, fibrous things, maybe silk made into fabric, but this is solid. How do you do that?
So basically there's a fabric that is impregnated in this binder and placed in a mold, and when it cures, it's just solid material. Talking about the spider silks, we have only three long strands in the center of the body that have been placed there because in order to affect the sound. Spider silk is a very particular material. It's very strong, it's incredibly strong, and also incredibly elastic. Those two properties in the same material are very difficult to find. And it has an extremely good propagation velocity, probably one of the highest in the world. And placing them in that specific position in the violin means to give an effective change.
What have violinists said about this silk-based violin? Does it sound like the real thing?
Well, my purpose wasn't to disrupt the wooden violins, obviously. My main goal was to be able to customize the acoustic properties of an object through mixing different fibers, basically. Exploring acoustic properties of different materials, such as silk, and trying to mixing with other fibers, such as silk and spider silk, achieve better or different acoustic performances. Moreover, I had the chance to meet one of the best violinists in UK. He's called Peter Shepherd Scraver. He had the chance to spend a couple of hours with the violin, and he was, very interested. He was really able to take out sound that were not really able to be recognized as music. It was manipulating, let's say, the violin. It has been amazing, and it was really impressed from the new range of harmonics that is possible to achieve from it.
So this violin has sounds that a wooden violin can't really create?
Yeah, that's one of the points, definitely. But of course, it doesn't sound like a regular wooden violin. And again, my goal wasn't to make it sound like a wooden violin at all.
Still sounds pretty good though.
Well, thank you.
Luca Alessandrini, and with his silk violin, played there by David Damschek.